Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, and then I have some song words to share with you. I won't sing, but just share them. First, out of 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, the Apostle Paul says this to Timothy, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have remained faithful. And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on the day of his return." And then these opening words from the song Go the Distance, from the movie, Walt Disney movie of years ago, Hercules. I believe it's a movie came out when Hannah and Ellie were little. It says this, "I have often dreamed of a far-off place where a hero's welcome would be waiting for me, where the crowds will cheer when they see my face, and a voice keeps saying, this is where I'm meant to be." Well, this is the second month of the new year already, February. And here we are together, and I want to respectfully challenge us to do what I believe God expects and wants from each one of us each day as we move forward into this new year. Let me start here. About 13 years ago, I was holding our younger granddaughter Ellie in my arms after she had slipped and hurt herself. But something else didn't seem right as I was holding her up on my shoulder. And so I lifted her head off my shoulder to discover Ellie's eyes wide open and she wasn't breathing. She's had worse moments, life-threatening moments, starting with her birth in the journey of her young life. But that didn't make that moment in my arms any less scary for me or her older sister, Hannah, who was with me at the time. Ellie was gasping for air, choking on a cracker, which had lodged in her windpipe after she had bumped her head on the floor, are you ready, in an unceremonious conclusion of her attempt to do a cartwheel off the footstool that she had been sitting and then standing on. A few whacks with the palm of my hand on Ellie's back while I was holding her dangling upside down from my arms dislodged the stuck cracker pieces. Then Hannah and I were greeted with a joyous noise in the form of Ellie's cries into my shoulder. All was well once again, and she was back with us. A few months from now will mark 18 years since we waited anxiously through the early morning hours in the vacant dining hall of St. Joseph's Hospital in Tampa for the news of Ellie's birth. Instead, the sobering reality was of a labored delivery, then an emergency C-section, resulting in our younger granddaughter being confined for 5 days in the neonatal intensive care unit at the hospital, not certain if she would survive. Maybe that's why Ellie has done cartwheels off of footstools, scaled the face of bookcases to sit on the top while the hard tile floor waits below if she should slip, and also jump from staircases into my arms as I was ready to catch her and any slip or misstep that she might have had. She's a survivor. Maybe that's why she often refuses help, saying instead, "Gran, I've got it. I can do it." Or why she unexpectedly launches her precious little self into one-handed flips across the room while waiting for dinner. But that day of the cartwheel, she wasn't able to do it, and she couldn't breathe. She came up way short. She has before. But I'm sure we can all identify with similar moments in our lives of coming up short. The key is, what was our response? Did we stop or did we try again? Ellie always tries again. And so does her elder sister, Hannah. Always try again. Yet even though I still worry about and wish that Ellie would not do some of the things that she does, which create anxious moments for her granddaddy and others, I realize that there is a much bigger picture in all of that for all of us to see and to embrace. a bigger picture of the life that God created you and me to live, which includes His call on our lives to believe, to try, to reach, to fight, and to finish. It's a call to dream and wonder about all that can be rather than just wandering through life. A call to do cartwheels to the finish. A call to be all you were created to be. A call to go the distance. And we can't do it unless we step out of our comfort zones into areas and arenas that we may have never been in before, providing moments where we will have the chance to succeed or the chance to fail. But in those moments, we will have had the chance, the opportunity to be all we can be. The rest of our life is still before us. We can stop or go the distance. We can retreat into comfort or excuses, or we can step out into adventure, challenge, and fullness with God, who is always there, and go the distance. It's your choice. It's my choice. That's what Ellie does. Adventure, challenge, goes the distance. She probably doesn't evaluate it from that perspective, but she leaves a trail, an example for each of us to consider following in our own lives. Here are a few more words from the song, Go the Distance. I'll be there someday. I can go the distance. I know every mile will be worth my while. When I go the distance, I'll be right where I belong. When old enough to understand and safely participate, Ellie participated in taekwondo, piano lessons, gymnastics, softball, sewing and crocheting with her Mimi, bracelet making, hip-hop dancing and ballet, painting, horseback riding, and synchronized swimming competition, including competing in the U.S. Junior Olympics in New York 5 summers ago. Now she's competing in Olympic rowing in the state of Florida and around the Southeast. She tries, and she reaches, believing that God created her special and precious. She hears that from those of us who love her, so she believes it and presses on. Her older sister, Hannah, does the same. What about you and me? What countertops have you always wanted to scale? What new things are you venturing into today, or do you want to do today? What pathways have you always dreamed of following to some far-off place, but your, quote, better judgment, close quote, or practical nature held you back from taking that first step? What footstools have you wanted to cartwheel from? What's holding you back? The fear of failing? Afraid you won't succeed or meet someone else's expectations? Don't let that be the story of your life. And don't let that be the story of the life of someone else you know and love. What obstacles are in your life keeping you from going the distance? What hurdles stand in your way? You know, the truth is that too often it's our own attitudes, our own habits and fears that are the hurdles standing in our way. Things we need to change to begin to see our potential, to claim the view of our lives which God sees. What excuses have you been using through the years to keep you from moving on, stepping out, going the distance, becoming all He created you to be, keeping you from finishing your race well? Maybe things like, it's too hard. I'm afraid to try. Not sure what's next or where that will lead. Or maybe this one. I can't. I can't do it. Funny, you know, but while we're coming up with all those excuses, God is standing right in front of us, right in front of you and me, like He was standing in front of Moses and Joshua and David and so many others, with His hand extended and with all the power of all creation ready to lead us into the next steps toward all we can be. And instead, we're saying, it's too hard. I'm not sure. I can't right now. He's pointing into the future, your future and mine, and calling us to go with him, to go the distance, to fight the good fight with him today and all the way to the finish. And we're saying, you know, we've been hurt too many times, made too many mistakes, and I've failed too often. I just can't do it. We need to stop doing that. Instead, we need to do a cartwheel off a footstool and then another and another and another, to climb a bookcase over a tile floor, to take a chance, to take a risk, and to move on with him in the lead, all the while clinging to him who is ready to go with us and to go the distance, to become all he created us to be, knowing that the God who created you and me will be there with us all the way. The song, Go the Distance, ends with these lines. And I won't look back. I can go the distance. It's an uphill slope, but I won't lose hope till I go the distance and my journey is complete. Let me repeat that last line. Till I go the distance and my journey is complete. The journey of your life is before you. You are the only one who can travel it, the only one who can live it. That's the way God intended it. What's the next step for you to take to move out and to go the distance, which he intended for you and me to do, so that at the end of your journey and the end of mine, we can look back with him and, like Paul wrote about his own journey to Timothy, be able to say, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race, and I have remained faithful. Why not? Why not in this new year? Why not now? Why not today? Together. Together. Let's go the distance. Step by step. With the Lord of Lords into all we were created to be. Let me pray for us. Father, I just thank you for this time together. I thank you for this simple reminder. The Apostle Paul tells us to go the distance. The song tells us to finish the race, to remain faithful, to fight the good fight. You call us to that all the time. And you're standing right there in front of us with all the power of all creation right in front of us, ready to go with us, to move us. So, Lord, we just ask you to not be patient with us. Poke us, prod us, pull us, drag us into all that you want us to be, into all the life that you created for us to live. Help us to do that, Lord, every day, to do cartwheels off of footstools, cartwheels all the way through life, to reach for all we can be, eliminate all the excuses that we can come up with, and to continue to move on with you, following you in the lead. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do with us. Thanks for your son. Thanks for allowing us to help others to be all that they can be with your strength and power there with us. Thanks for loving us. And again, thanks for your son. It's in his precious, precious name we pray. Amen. Amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.